The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How much we're jonesing for football, it will save the audience from this conversation. But, the colors of our football teams.
NFL fashion.
And why we wish our teams had certain different colors, blah, blah, blah. We'll save you from it. But you can have it at the bar with your buddies.
Yes.
Because we're all... I turned on CFL last night, Petey.
Nice.
Now, I didn't hang, but I'm thinking, hey, it is live football. It was the Argonauts and the Red Blacks. And you know, when those two teams meet, you throw the records out the book.
Yeah.
And
the ratings.
Yeah, and the ratings. Well, it's so funny. I haven't clicked on a CFL game in a long time. And they've never played in front of 60,000 people, but it's still like watching a 1AA team play. I mean, really, there's nobody in the stands.
It's kind of weird, yeah.
I mean, the stadium's not even – like, it's not like Lincoln or Iowa or Penn State. Or I mean, the stadium looks like a 1AA stadium. Open ends, you know. And it's still, it's their pro football, I guess, you know?
Man, like,
not that many people in the, I mean, there are people there, but it wasn't, it's a small stadium.
Yeah. You know? They are like, it's unlike D1 AA football because they're big boy. I mean, they have some.
Oh, no, they got great athletes. Great athletes. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, they got black guys. what's his face? Flutie was on the sideline. They were honoring Flutie at halftime.
I'm sure a lot of these guys played Division I football.
I'm honoring Flutie last night. Oh, yeah, a ton of those guys played Division I football. Yeah. I just meant the stadium looks like a Division I AA game.
It was the Argonauts and the Red Blacks?
Red Blacks. That's my new team, the Red
Argonauts,
Blacks.
Lead the East Division 3-2. They're 3-2 in the season.
Oh, man, that was a big game last night.
3-0 in the conference.
What's my favorite team's record?
What's
the
your
Red
favorite
Blacks?
Team?
The Red Blacks. I started liking them.
Oh, the Red Blacks are 1-4.
Oh, man. Well, we had a tough offseason.
Sorry, yeah.
They'll turn it around.
Your draft just wasn't what you wanted it to be.
1-4-1. There was a tie.
Okay. Yeah, we got screwed in that game. I saw it.
1-0-2 in the conference.
All right.
I do have some football stuff coming up, but
all right.
Non-Canadian.
Eskimos are the team this year.
All right.
Edmonton. They're 4-0.
Oh, man. Everybody knew that.
Is a Red Black an Indian?
No,
we looked at that before, didn't we?
Yes, it had something to do with – it was team colors, and it was just – it's stupid.
It's stupid, right?
Yeah, okay. They came up with it.
Couldn't decide or something?
Yeah, basically.
What's our colors, red and black?
They changed their name because they were one of two Rough Riders.
They were the Rough Rider, that's
right. There's nine teams in the CFL, and two of them were Rough Riders.
Yeah, and their colors were red and black, so they're calling – let's just be the red and blacks.
Yeah, because we couldn't think of any other.
They're the team that sucks. Why should we change?
Where are the Red Blacks out of?
Ottawa.
Okay.
I know that.
Yeah, I think they were the Rough Riders.
I think they were too, Todd.
Yeah. Let's start with
I'm bandwagon, though, so I'm more of a Red Black guy than
they'll
a Rough
bounce
rider.
Back. I mean, they'll bounce back.
I know.
Yeah. A couple days in sports history that actually never happened. This day in 1999 and this day in 2004, Lance Armstrong did not win the Tour de France.
Yeah, he did, by the way. He won, and a lot of the other guys are jacked up, too. He just... was the best jacked up guy.
Two of seven of his Tour de France titles that never happened.
Yeah, that dude wakes up every day thinking, oh, well, what are you going to do? Yell at me again.
Zillions of dollars and I'm alive.
Going to keep yelling at me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And after winning the claret jug, exciting Jordan Spieth drank Pedialyte from it.
Was he hungover?
I don't think he did, but that's what I'd do.
Pedialyte.
Have you ever drank that stuff?
Oh, yeah. On the grocery list, man. That stuff's great.
It is horrible.
No, no. The orange powder is great, man.
Really?
Oh, it's so good.
Especially when you mix it with vodka.
No. It's expensive, though. It's good, though.
I've seen them marketing.
It replaces everything you did to your body the night before.
It helps. Derrick Rose, remember, the lemon Derrick Rose?
Then he went to the Knicks, which I'd forgotten. He was the Knick for a while.
Yeah.
Now he's going to go to Cleveland.
Reportedly going to sign with the Cavs.
Because Kyrie
Irving wants to leave.
Right.
Well, he's with the Knicks now, isn't he?
Correct.
Yeah.
Reportedly, though, it's the deal's in place. A veteran minimum deal.
That's all that league
in
is anymore. Yeah. Everybody leaves.
Yeah. Want to just go try and win. He's only 28.
I know.
He's got, knees of a 54-year-old.
Yeah.
And a message about message boards. This comes from Jimmy Patsos.
So does Craig, by the way. He's got knees of a 54-year-old.
Yeah, different reason. He's been abusing his knees in a slightly different way.
Yeah. So Jimmy Patsos is a coach at Siena, as we all know. Fifth season. That's in the MAAC. Basketball.
I have no idea what you just said.
As we all know.
Yeah, of course. I knew that. Yeah,
really, his name is irrelevant. But, this just shows you college sports. This is, again, in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. And in his reign there, they're 69-68. Not great.
This is basketball?
This is basketball,
okay.
I think.
Okay.
I think. But he was asked about, the heat he's taking on the message boards
for
lately, just about his performance.
What
he's
team?
He's happy with how he's building Siena.
Oh, Siena. Got it.
Siena.
Okay, yeah.
He's happy with how he's building Siena.
Is Siena in the Big East?
No, he said.
MAAC.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They're in the
and that is basketball. You're right.
I know. Siena's got a basketball team. Siena, New York. Stop looking at Craig's naked stuff on his computer.
No way.
Craig, you're distracting the Petey last night.
Good scrollings.
All right.
So this is just a great statement, I thought at least. He said, look, there's a group that will be upset no matter what. If Jesus Christ came back,
yes, I heard this.
The message board group would criticize him. They would say, your hair is too long. Why are you wearing sandals? Why did it take you so long to get back here?
And why are you black? That'd be the big
that
one
as
there.
Well.
That'd be the big one.
I'm just like a guy who's...
Because it's going to be Jared Leto in the next Jesus, by the way. Jared Leto is going to be Jesus in a movie about Mary Magdalene.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because he's going to be a white, handsome guy.
Still with the Joker makeup?
No.
That'd be fun.
Still with the long hair and the beard, though, I guess. He pulls it off pretty well.
Got to have the beard.
Right.
Or did Jesus have a goat?
It depends.
Soul patch.
It depends.
Jesus
Soul
had a goat.
Only.
I love that song.
Well, that's the name of the movie.
It is, yeah. Jesus had a goat.
By the way, the league average.
For what?
Attendance in the CFL is 24,000
yeah,
people.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's pretty small.
It's not bad, though.
With Saskatchewan leading the league at 33,000 per game.
Well, that's one double A.
Home
that's
average.
About the league average, a lot
Which
of one
Which puts
double
them
a
behind
games.
Texas high school football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's fair. This day in 1997, Brett Favre re-signed with the Green Bay Packers, coming off some MVP campaigns, became the highest paid player in the league, averaged about $7 million per year. 20 years later, there's 14 quarterbacks who make $20 million a year.
Still got to have that guy.
That seven per year is, Brian Hoyer, Nick Foles, Josh McCown money these days. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny how far things have come in 20 years.
He's underpaid.
Second or third highest in the league, I think.
Nitpicking article, I get it, but it was people starting to hop on McCarthy a little bit because they think they're wasting Rodgers' best years. Why aren't they better? Not that they're not bad. They won a Super Bowl.
The defense has let them down.
Yeah. They're also blaming McCarthy. They're blaming the coaching. Yeah. That's the headline I saw. It said you can't waste a talent that is Rodgers. We know he's really, really good.
Yeah.
Is he one of the top paid quarterbacks?
I think at this point he's like fifth or sixth.
Okay.
And
double check page.
I thought he was further down the list.
And I know he's got in a couple more years, but they've already talked about giving him a new extension next summer and putting him back at the top of the list.
It's all who signs recently. That's why Carr's there.
That's what happened.
It doesn't really matter.
Every summer it gets broken as who's the highest paid person in
whoever
the league.
Whoever signs recently.
Some other quarterback is up for a contract. Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr, Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, sixth highest paid quarterback in the league. Right there.
You pay too much, though. You end up like the Ravens.
But he did have the most guaranteed money of all those people mentioned.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Over
guaranteed.
$54 million. Right. Yep. Born on this date, however, dead now, Walter Payton. Sweetness.
Yeah.
Would have been 63 years old only.
Liver cancer or something like that?
Yeah, what was
it? It was a hard...
Some sort of fast-moving
quick cancer,
it was bad, yeah.
How old was he when he passed?
I thought he was younger than that.
Oh, no, he would have been 63 today. He was only...
he was younger
45?
Than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, 45 when he died, yeah. Yes, sir. And just because sometimes these stories get brought up that
I thought he was younger than 63. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what he said. Would have been 63. That's funny.
Well, I don't like the would have been.
Yeah. Oh, I don't either.
I've never been a fan of would have been. Yeah. No. He's dead now.
Would have been 240. Dead. I love those. My
See,
favorite.
That one yeah. don't make any sense.
I know, they always
Because they
that.
Wouldn't be.
A no. rare autoimmune no. liver disease that led to bile duct cancer.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal.
Yeah,
it took him pretty quickly, if
yeah.
I recall.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times these stories of sexual assault charges get brought up, and people's name get run through the mud, and then
it was super rapey in there.
When they're ultimately cleared or not charged, then the story never goes away. So right. I think sometimes it's worth reporting, especially when it's a big name like yep. Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
He is not facing sexual assault charges in Florida. Not enough evidence to file the charges.
All right.
So what he said right away was, this is a bunch of crap.
Is he married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. This is a bunch of crap.
More and crap from his wife, actually.
Right. And, yeah. This is a bunch of crap, and I'm taking a bunch of crap. Yeah. But I didn't do nothing.
He might have had sex with her.
Yeah, he might have been cleared, but, yeah. you know, he...
He ain't cleared in that household.
Right. The court of home is the worst one.
That's oh, right. Yes. That one don't change. Yeah. Yep.
No getting away from that.
No. No. Put me in jail. Because I ain't going in that house. I'm in trouble.
44 days till the regular season kickoff of the National Football League. Only 9 days till the preseason.
Preseason game?
Preseason game, August 3rd.
Oh, that's Hall the of Fame game. Hall of Fame game.
Yep. What, Cowboys-Cardinals, I think, or something? Cardinals somebody.
Yeah, I think you're right. Cowboys-Cardinals.
And USA Today Sports, they do this every year. It's just something in July to look at, but they get their whole staff together and put their predictions by record because they pick every game. So now we're going to start going through every game for every – no.
For the next month.
But
– they picked the playoffs and everything already?
They pick everything, right?
Who are the Patriots beating in the Super Bowl?
Well, yeah, exactly. Just some things of note on that line. They have the Patriots going undefeated in the regular season. They have the Jets only winning one game, the Niners winning two games. They have both the Panthers and Broncos below 500.
They're going to make – they're all going to be wrong.
The Colts only winning five games. They've got the Raiders, Titans, Steelers – Packers, Falcons, Seahawks, Cowboys, best teams in the league.
And the Patriots. I have no problem with that list.
Patriots and Packers in the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
Patriots going 19-0.
I thought about that game, if that would happen.
Nah, Patriots. Wow. Go Patriots.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I look into that game this way.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Somebody has to lose.
Go history,
you know what?
I guess.
My hate for the Packers – which would be a little bit mellow because I'd know the Patriots had lost, because I still hate the Falcons with every fiber of my being.
Everything they stand for?
Everything they stand for. Screw the Falcons
if
they stand for.
It would be fun to win that Super Bowl because it's in Minnesota this year.
But if they would lose that Super Bowl, the Packers, I'd still be happy.
I wouldn't.
No, if the Packers would lose the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I'd wear a Brady shirt the next day.
No, my hate for the Packers far off.
Save that tape.
Yeah, I'm with you that.
The hate for the Patriots.
Yeah, I know. By the way, they haven't played one game yet.
Not even close.
We're arguing about
44 days away.
The Patriots-Packers Super Bowl. All right. Let's hope it's neither one of those teams.
Let's hope it's one of those teams.
Fine. John Elway.
No, I just hope it's not the Patriots.
Let's hope it's neither.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's one of those teams.
Seriously, let's hope it's neither of those teams.
I'd be cool with one.
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
really looking forward
Craig
to it.
Craig doesn't want to be
Titans-Giants Super Bowl. That's what I really want. Titans-Giants Super Bowl.
That'd be better than Patriots-Packers.
I don't know
for this show. Nobody would fight.
For this show.
Nobody would care.
Half care.
Right.
Yeah. One of the greatest executive vice presidents of football and general managers in all of the National Football League.
Who's that?
John Elway.
Okay. Oh, he resigned.
Five years ago. He'll be around for a while.
Yeah, he's a backup, too, by the way. He's dressing this year.
Yeah. That's what we've come to.
Could use him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We're talking about GM signings.
No, PDA.
It's John Elway.
It's John Elway.
We were talking NFL fashion off air, and though none of us really wear current player jerseys.
No, not current. That's the rule.
I'd wear an Elway jersey.
Yeah.
I wear, generic jerseys if Sam going to an Arizona State game.
They don't have – oh, yeah, college, yeah, you can wear a generic jersey.
Yeah.
Because you don't put the kid's name on the back. That'd be stupid.
Just as an
unless he's your kid.
Yeah.
And then because they made us do stupid commercials on TV, I purchased a Bridgewater jersey.
Yeah, but look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Was that before – Yeah. Both of you guys screwed your knees
shape.
Up.
You're in better shape than him, yeah.
That thing's like the...
Yeah.
It is the curse.
Yeah, man. You should burn
Todd
that
was a
thing.
Sports Illustrated curse. Right?
Wow.
Let's get you a Bradford jersey for this year.
Yeah.
No, I got to get me like an Alan Page.
Yeah, you got to go old school, man. The guy on your back, the guy on your back has to be older. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Puss always says that too, by the way.
Say it again and lick your lips.
Well, that's just by default.
The guy on your back has to be older. I have one jersey, Franco Harris.
That's what he prefers.
Franco's on my back.
Do you run out of bounds then?
Yes, I do. Because he's heavy.
Oh, they got Fran Tarkenton in here.
You don't want that douchebag.
No.
Get you a Joe Capp jersey.
Alan Page.
Chris Carter.
Page is a good one.
Nah.
Yeah, there's an Alan Page jersey.
Fred Cox. Get yourself a Cox jersey.
Yeah.
Number 14.
They got
Cox.
One of those.
You had a Fred Cox jersey.
You remembered he was number 14.
Of course I do.
Amazing.
Pretty impressive, yeah.
Important stuff. What are you talking about?
Who could forget that?
That's awesome. But it's not even his team.
I know all those teams back in the day. One of my favorite number 14s of all time was Ed Podolak for the Chiefs.
Eddie Podolak.
Yeah, I was a big Ed Podolak fan. I didn't like the Chiefs, but I loved Ed Podolak, man. Huh. Yeah, there we go. We're drifting.
Yep.
Through NFL Shop, you got three choices. It's Chris Carter, Fran Tarkenton, and Alan Page.
You can make your own Cox jersey. You can.
Oh, you could.
You just give number 14 instead of writing blank like you did last time. Your jersey, it says blank.
Oh, that was my
write
wife.
Cox. And tell your wife to spell it right. Or spell it wrong.
CKS.
NFL,
what about jerseys? Yeah.
Well, NFL Shop, as Puss was pointing out, it's the best place to find jerseys, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they release data quarterly, yearly, about who's selling the most.
Look at that rookie one. The dude for the Steelers, by the way, is number one.
Yeah.
Because he had cancer, and he's also played at Pitt.
Right. Local guy.
Yeah, so I think a lot of the kids are buying it.
Third-round pick.
Right.
Now, they break it down even by state. The top-selling jersey in each state in the United States of America, right? This has been out for a few days. I just have held it in the pile here. And no surprise, the guy who has the top-selling jersey in the most states
is Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's 14 states. Yeah. Now, how about number two?
I saw this, but I don't remember, so I'm not cheating.
Cam or somebody?
No, it wasn't Cam this year.
It's not Scam. Maybe, a couple years ago.
Oh, Ezekiel Elliott.
Scam Newton, not even in his own.
Was it the Cowboy, Ezekiel?
Dak Prescott?
No. Prescott.
No.
It's always one of the young guys who just came to the league because everybody's buying their jersey up.
That is not the case in this instance.
Huh. Tebow.
Yep. Oh, no, I did hear that. I did hear it. It's your boy.
Marshawn?
Yeah.
Vaughn?
No, it's Lynch.
It's Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, from the...
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, from the Raiders.
Dominates the West Coast, also Alaska, Hawaii, Kansas, Iowa, South Dakota,
bailing
Indiana.
Bailing on your cheap jerseys down there.
Yeah, man, buying Raider jerseys down there.
Man.
And, you know, like some of this stuff is obvious. Von Miller in Wyoming and Colorado. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers in Wisconsin. Adrian Peterson still in Minnesota. But then there's some stuff like Nebraska's. Guess who Nebraska's is? Top-selling jersey in the state of Nebraska.
Crouch's Ram jersey. Sorry, Eric. That's a good joke. I don't know what.
Rex Burkhead.
The Bengals.
Yeah.
Or wherever he is now. No, he's a Patriot now.
Rex Burkhead jersey. No, it ain't.
White skill position.
It's one of his teammates.
Patriot.
It's one of his teammates. It's Tom Brady.
Oh.
Top-selling jersey in Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah.
Bandwagon Nebraska fans.
And then Dak Prescott, you know, the Cowboys quarterback, his name was mentioned. He's the top-selling jersey.
By the way, Brady's got a lot of kids like that crap.
Yeah.
That's why.
A lot of kids' dads,
jerseys,
too.
Right?
Yeah. Dak Prescott.
And chicks.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and Texas. But it's kind of funny that his teammate, Ezekiel Elliott, is the top-selling jersey in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that James Conner, that is the top-selling jersey
James
in
Connor,
Pennsylvania.
Right.
James Conner. Yeah. So it's just kind of interesting to look at that. North Dakota's top-selling jersey?
It's got to be a Viking.
It is a Viking. It's one we would have to guess a lot of names to figure out.
Yeah, we would.
Adrian Peterson.
Not him.
He's not a Viking
Sam
anymore.
Bradford.
Not him.
Nah, it's not Bradford.
Ahmad Rashad.
Trying to think of the star of the Vikings.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Someone on the defense.
It's Adam Thielen, receiver returner.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, just a white lightning.
He's from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, went to Minnesota State, Mankato, so he's a local boy.
There you go, Dakota, right?
Yep.
Yeah. White lightning.
Yeah, practice squad guy, and he made the team.
Yep.
Torched the Packers last year in one game.
So they love him there.
Mm-hmm.
More NFL fashion news right around the corner, I'm sure. Yes. This day in 1990, Roseanne Barr sang the national anthem at a Reds game, yeah. Reds-Padres game.
And everybody
grabbed
lost
her junk
their
and spit.
Ass.
Oh,
right.
They did. Yeah.
And I'm Ron Burgundy.
There you go.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
Yeah. It wasn't San Diego. Wasn't that San Diego game? Yeah, because it was out in San Diego.
Yeah, it was in San Diego. And it would have been even worse today because of the social media.
Oh, I know.
That's
you're right.
That's a good point, man.
God, she just couldn't sing.
And didn't care. Didn't seem to care.
But why
either.
Can't people that can't sing sing the national anthem? Aren't you allowed? Granted, you might not want to hear it, but aren't we allowed to sing the national anthem if we can't sing? I hear it all the time. If you're out loud and people are starting to sing, somebody, the guy's singing, the guy behind you can't sing, doesn't stop from not singing it.
Well, she seemed.
I just thought it was crap.
Almost be mocking the whole thing. I think that's
at the time, I didn't think. I just didn't care.
Yeah, I didn't care either.
I didn't care either way.
Because I'm not a big fan of anthems before games anyway.
Right, right.
I thought maybe it deserved to be mocked every once in a while, but no, everybody lost their ass.
Oh, now it would be ridiculous, right.
Wasn't it almost more because she did the cup check and then
Well, she was trying to be a baseball player.
Right. And spit.
She read the crowd wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
She read the crowd wrong, that's for sure.
Wonder what Tim Tebow would say about it. Some Tim Tebow headlines. The Tebometer obviously up. Tim Tebow is starting to tear it up in the minors. Tim Tebow proving haters wrong. Right. Tim Tebow, hot stretch. Tim Tebow on fire.
What's his batting average now? You got that?
Last 25 games, he's batting .317, four
high
home runs.
Yeah.
Overall, he's batting about .224.
I watch a lot of baseball, and the Pirates brought up some guys from AAA that were tearing up AAA, and they're having trouble right now getting their footing.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's what happens.
Imagine that.
So
yeah.
High single A. It's not really a big deal.
Two stories
good for him.
That are as
good for Tebow. Good for Tebow.
So sincere.
No, it's not, but I'm the other way around, all the Christers get mad. So good for Tebow.
Tell me which one of these stories is more important than that, because I think both of them are as uninteresting. Little E, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be a broadcaster now that he's retiring.
Okay, that's the story. Or anything
that's
else?
That's the story.
That's it?
Yes.
By the way, Danica finished 11th.
And that's not the story.
On Sunday.
Or
so that's impressive.
You wishing her good well is like me wishing Tebow good job.
Exactly. That is the same thing.
So still not winning is what you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying.
But still hot.
Finished 20 positions above average. Her average.
Say good for Danica. Say it.
Good for Danica.
There you go.
Oh, man. That's
I really don't like that bitch at all.
Yeah.
This may be the most important note of the day. There's been a name change officially for the Olympic Games coming up in 2020 in Tokyo. Synchronized swimming will now be known as artistic swimming.
Autistic swimming? I'm a good swimmer.
Artistic.
I'm a good swimmer.
Definitely swimmer on Tuesday.
I'm a good swimmer.
Yes. So that's as important as Tim Tebow or Dale Earnhardt Jr. to me right there.
I saw a little video of that shark thing, and that was fraud, by the way.
Yeah.
That was I'm stealing the Kornheiser's line.
Complete.
It was fraud.
Unadulterated fraud.
But I also didn't think he was going to raise the shark either. Because I thought, how do they do that? A shark would eat you.
I wondered how they were going to get around
that.
Maybe
a big fence, throw them both in the water, but they ain't going to have anywhere. He's not going to be anywhere near a shark because he doesn't want to die either.
Well, and the shark isn't going to know to race him. The shark is going to try to eat him.
Yes.
Right.
Or just going to stop look around.
Like, what the hell? I'm out of here.
So I knew. So if you fell for it, it's fraud. But you're right. Everything about it was fraud. But if you fell for it, it was going to be real. Then you're a dumbass, too.
Well, no.
Because I didn't think it was going to be real.
If you saw the promos, the average guy was led to believe that he's going to race a shark.
Yeah, maybe time. Maybe a time real shark, but not beside it. I didn't think he's going to be anywhere near it.
Yeah, I didn't.
Even with a fence between them, I think it's going to happen.
They were going to have a cage.
Because a shark doesn't know to race.
No. Something, but
it would just bang its head on the fence trying to eat him.
You put a little rabbit in front of it like a greyhound. Even those greyhounds are trained. So I didn't think it was going to be a real shark anyway.
No, because he raced a computer-generated image.
Right.
He did not race a shark.
No. And it was fraud, I get it, but I also didn't
fake.
But I didn't think he was going to race it to begin with.
Fake news.
Yeah. Right. I think lawsuits will ensue as a result of this.
Right.
Somebody ought to sue.
Damn right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.